other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into hour number three on this live Thursday edition, 9th of June, 2005. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Now I'm really going to go through your calls quickly, and so no matter how good your call is, I'm going to cut you off after about 80 seconds or so. Leo in Texas, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I've been in Galveston for the past 15 years. I can make lots of comments, but I wanted to ask you about those guys in Seattle, the black ski mask that set up the peaceful protesters for a good police thumping, because I was telling that story to a couple of friends, and one of them knew the story and even finished it for me, because she said there's a guy here in Galveston at one of the pubs, working at one of the pubs, that was bragging how he was one of those guys and was part of that. And
bragging that they were setting the protesters up.
Well, he didn't say that, but he was bragging that he's a freedom fighter, that kind of thing.
Well, for those that don't know, it's in the film The Takeover, and the police admit it. They hired 50 thugs, housed them in a government building. They broke trash cans and windows and burned stuff in the street. Then they were all retired and protected. The cops were ordered not to touch them.
Exactly.
And then they attacked the 55,000, 60,000 peaceful protesters, put them in a FEMA camp with the military.
Yeah, and she knew the whole story about how they were in one place, and then they were moved, and he had
that was all a huge beta test. Then they edited that video and showed it to cops all over the country, issued the federal Darth Vader outfits, you know, the armored pads and all of it, and she got a crackhead. See how dangerous they are when they hired them to begin with. I mean, it's all admitted in the film.
Well, I kind of dismiss it, though. Well, maybe the guy's just making it up. He saw the film or something like that. But with your mentioning of the change in the police attitude down here.
Yeah, what's it like? I mean, real fast, because I promised I'd be... Yeah,
I haven't really had much interaction or gotten much feedback on that, so I can't really say. You know, I don't really get out that much anymore. But did they just let those guys go?
Yes, the anarchist?
Yeah, they just let them go?
Yeah. Well, they housed them in a government building. They protected them. And, quote, the mayor was friends. And the cops kept saying, yeah, we'd watch them robbing stuff. We weren't allowed to touch them. The media filmed that for the day. Then they backed off. Delta Force was running the whole operation out of the hotel. That's even in mainstream newspapers. Then they attacked the peaceful crowds. And the media said, oh, look, they're finally standing up to them. Thanks for the call. Setting the precedent. Let's go ahead and talk to the next caller in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I'm calling in response to the last caller that brought up Dana Roybacher, Republican from California, talking about a world order. I hurried up and queued up the tape. It's probably like 30 seconds. If you'd like me to play it, I think you'd like it.
How did you catch that on tape?
It was on C-SPAN earlier, but a couple hours ago.
Will you mail that to me?
Can I play it right now?
No, you can play it. Go ahead.
Okay, press play.
Forward to support any effort to transfer sovereignty from elected officials in the United States to unelected officials elsewhere at a global level who will exercise power and control, mandate policies, and shape our lives, yet they are not elected by the people of the United States of America. As if we should expect them in the WTO or even the United Nations to watch out for our interests. It is our job to watch out for the interests of the American people. We are elected to do so, transferring our sovereignty and decision-making power to the WTO or the United Nations or any other international body like that is not in the long-term interest of our people. The United States did this back in the 50s or in the 40s with the United Nations, and it too was a dream for a better world, a new order that would bring about prosperity and peace. And what do we see now in the United Nations? Corruption at the highest levels, arrogance. We see United Nations peacekeeping troops stand by as people
are...
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp.
Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. And we're talking to, I guess it's Everest in Pennsylvania, Everett. And he was playing a clip that we've gotten other calls about, Dana Rohrabacher, the congressman this morning, before they shot down the bill, House Resolution 27, that would have restricted the expansion of the WTO over our daily lives. And you notice it started as a dream of a global order, a loving thing, oh, but it turned bad. Oh, the global order is a good dream. It's just that it's turned bad. Look, this is the illusion of left-right. Bush actually signed back on to UNESCO, is expanding funding. It's all run by the same people. But they have to have this little staged fight to make you think that there's a choice. And then the false choice is the liberal world government or the loving conservative George Bush government. And the left sees, you know, the global order as a wonderful thing, and Europe and others fighting against the out-of-control Americans and the Anglo-American establishment and the evil George Bush. And then a lot of Americans see Bush as the great American with the American empire standing down the evil hordes of Europe and others. I mean, he's got to do it to keep us safe. Whereas there's then no debate about, hey, we don't want a global government, you see. But as they get into the final phases of their program, they've got to go ahead and clinch it. And we see the European Union stumbling and falling. And may they dash their foot and dash their head. May they get both their legs broken. That is, you know, this symbolizing the New World Order as a giant. May its feet crack and fall apart, and may the monstrosity, the ziggurats of the New World Order collapse into the dust from which they came. They're destined to fail, destined to implode. It is their nature. The question is, will we be crushed during that? All right, go ahead and finish up what you were saying about Rohrabacher and his New World Order comments.
I was just going to play the rest of it about him talking about the UN.
Well, how long is this?
Just cut me off when you want me to stop.
Okay, but will you throw that in the mail and mail it to me?
Yes.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, go ahead and roll some more of it.
Press play.
That would bring about prosperity and peace. And what do we see now in the United Nations? Corruption at the highest levels, arrogance. We see United Nations peacekeeping troops stand by as people are massacred. They themselves have participated in atrocities, and yet we see cover-up at the United Nations and corruption. Is that the type of people we want to give sovereignty to? No. Well, why do we think the WTO is going to be any different? The WTO is made up of non-democratic countries as well as democratic countries, just like the United Nations. We are not going to bring them up. They will bring us down if we give them, if we give up our decision-making process to unelected bodies that have been set up. You know, they call it the New World Order. The New World Order, that was brought out. I mean, what is that going to bring the American people? A loss of sovereignty, a loss of our ability to control our own destinies. We will see the WTO manipulated by special interests in the same way we've seen other bodies manipulated by special interests, but the WTO will be made up of organizations that are comprised of governments that don't believe in democracy and honesty and free press and freedom of speech and the standards that we believe in. 10 years from now, as the WTO evolves, and even today, we will find our huge international corporations and international corporations in general going to these bodies and manipulating them and bribing them. And why not accept the bribes? The people of Burma or China or these other countries who are non-democratic or not honest, that is their way. I would like an additional 1 minute.
Another minute.
That is their way of life. So why are we transferring a...
Is that enough?
No, that's great. Please mail that to me. Do you promise?
Yes, yes. I've mailed things to you before.
Well, Everett, I really appreciate you. But see, notice that the New World Order, well, Rohrabacher loves Bush. His daddy constantly calls for it. Bush is helping set it up. Bush is all for this. And I guarantee you, Rohrabacher's bad news. I guarantee you, if he'd have been the tie-breaking vote in the House, he would have voted for it. They knew it was going to fail, so they have to have some grandstanding.
But if it wasn't for Ron Paul, they're making them look bad. This was actually a bill by Bernie Sanders. But Ron Paul and Bernie Sanders and these people in there, they're actually putting the heat, exposing the cockroaches.
I agree. Look, folks, our economy is shutting down. And all I hear is how great the economy is. The dollar has lost, I hear an ad on the network saying 35%. That's not true. It's 44%. I mean, I guess the way they look at it is from 2000 to now. But if you look at the dollar from like 1998 versus the euro, it's like a, depending on where it's at day to day, it's like 42 to a high of 45% devalued. And so it's worse than what that Midas ad is saying. If you look at the whole graph, not just the last 5 years of the graph. You look at the last 6-7 of it, and I mean, it's irritating. And they say there's no inflation. I mean, folks, everything's exploding in prices. I mean, I just, up is down, down is up. I'm tired of it. And thank you so much for the call. But again, they've got to give you this illusion of choice. So he'll stand up there and grandstand when, meanwhile, he's supporting all of Bush's garbage. And he's introduced the bill so they can have Schwarzenegger run for president. I mean, Rohrabacher's a joke. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Maryland. Joe, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for everything that you do. And,
thank you.
I just really appreciate all the videos that you have given to us or made available to us. And I've made copies and passed them out. And I just really, you know, want to thank you. Actually, what I was going to say really doesn't apply with what you've been saying. It was back a while ago when I called. Something that happened to us down in Florida. I don't know if you were for or against Elian Gonzalez, but I lived there during that, what was going on.
Yeah, that was a big, I mean, that whole thing was a big theatrical display.
It was, and I tell you, the Americans down there, and I tell you what we did, the blacks, the whites, and we had a lot of Cubans, we had a lot of other ethnic groups, we had our own kind of demonstration, we had a, well, I guess you would call it that, peaceful march one day, because we were just fed up with the glibbity-gob of all of it, because the people were warned that they were coming after that child and they wouldn't release it. See, a lot of things, you know, was on the media down there that wasn't in, you know, available other places.
Sure.
And anyway, but something happened that day. I mean, we came out with flags. I mean, on my expedition, we had like 8 flags, American flags, and tractors, backhoes. I mean, everything, all the veterans. I'm telling you, it was something to see.
And what happened?
Guess what? We called Channel 7, who always chased every ambulance in Dade County. No publicity whatsoever. It wasn't in the papers. It wasn't on the media. It wasn't on anything. And we were very peaceful. All we did was, you know, go down the road, you know, Route 1, and a few miles, and turn around and come back. And but we had absolutely no coverage whatsoever.
Well, what you do is that's why they're trying to have free speech zones where people can't protest behind cameras. So what you do is, because they, you know, they can't declare that for every operation, you just have a spontaneous demonstration right behind their cameras. Or you do what I've done before. If they're putting out fake news, I will jump in front of live broadcast. I will wait till they go live, and I will, with a bullhorn, jump in front of the camera.
Well, this happened a long time ago, and
no, I understand. I'm just giving you tactics in the future.
Right, that's good. That's good. And I tell you, I've only been in the area now. I think I'm thinking about moving again. But the thing is, you know, I don't really know how to get involved here. I was very active in Florida, and you know, with the development and stuff like that, I was right on the front lines of it and keeping our trying to keep our housing down and stuff like that, because we lived right on the edge of the Redland, and everybody was. City was coming to us.
Okay.
They were scared to death of us for a long time, but then they hired some hotshot lawyers, and then we got defeated. But they used to be really scared of us, and we still them up. So
no, certainly.
Really, I mean, active.
Okay. Well, Joe, good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. All right. We'll talk to Malta in Denmark, and then I'm going to come back and cover news for a while, and go back to calls later. Malta, go ahead. Yeah, you're on the air, Malta.
Yeah.
You know, you've got feedback or something, but go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just you're talking about this with police. I couldn't find it, but I'm sure it's some place about this sheriff, the bosses of the police, the sheriff. They're all member of a lodge, every one of them.
Yeah, I'm.
They have the signals when the celebrities from the elite family come in. And you know, they know what sign to go after?
Hey, I don't know. I don't understand you.
You never heard about that?
Sir, I can't understand you.
Oh, okay. I mean, these police chiefs, they're supposed to be elected by voters. But there's some kind of system.
Well, here in the United States, you have, through the state charters, cities set up. They're private corporations.
Yeah.
The only real peace officers are the sheriff and their deputies. Now, instead, they're getting rid of the sheriffs and then having these lifetime positions, which is horrible.
Okay. I was just reading in some book about it some years ago, about this, about they know the signs when they come with their limousine, what to do when a person in there doing something like that. I mean, it's I don't know. What does it mean? Was state's error already then?
All right.
I will try to find some more info about it.
Yeah, Malta, I'm sorry. I don't...
Yeah, sure, Alex. Keep it up, man.
All right, thank you. Take care. I just... I don't... I can't understand much. I think I got some of that. But, hey, I can't speak his language, so at least he knows a lot of English. Some English. We'll be right back. I got a bunch of news here, and I'll just rapid fire go through it on the other side, so stay with us.
sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Most people know that there's big problems in this country and worldwide. They're just afraid. Have you ever known a problem to get better by ignoring it or even serving it out of fear? No, it only gets worse until there's nowhere to run and you're forced to fight when there's no hope of even winning. Well, earlier in the first hour, I talked about all these news reports. Here's a new one. Cops hire kids to enforce seatbelt laws. Kids vow to impose stiff penalties if family doesn't buckle up. Again, the state wants to destroy the family. They want to turn the children against their parents. This is outrageous. But it starts with something like the seatbelts. And it's already moved on to everything, but now they're publicly telling you about it and putting spin on it. Coming up, I'm going to play this little audio clip of this news piece of woman assaulted, arrested for not having dog on leash. Some of the other reports I wanted to get into. Top Saudis say kingdom has plenty of oil. Associated Press, Saudi Arabia has plenty of oil. More than the world is likely to need, along with an increasing ability to refine crude oil into gasoline and other products before selling it overseas, a top Saudi official says. The world is more likely to run out of uses for oil than Saudi Arabia is going to run out of oil. Adel Al Jubeir told foreign policy advisor for Saudi Arabia's de facto ruler, Crown Prince Abdullah, said Wednesday in a wide-ranging interview with the Associated Press, Al Jubeir said relations between his nation and the Bush administration were strong, but the environment in which the relationship operates still leaves a lot to be desired. He denied his country was had any nuclear weapons ambitions, despite international concerns about a Saudi request to lower international security of one of its own nuclear reactors. He said he was bullish about the Saudi economy, which, although based on the country's vast oil supply, has also diversified, including a galloping stock market. There's plenty of oil, folks, but the oil companies are putting out propaganda through their shills that there's no oil left, so they can jack up prices and you'll accept it. Also, the dollar's been devalued by over 40%, as we talked about earlier, so you're going to be paying more there. But that only accounts for half of the oil price increase here in the United States. The other half is just outright raping. DOD awards $300 million in PsyOps contracts. UPI, the Pentagon, granted a $300 million contract yesterday. The companies to help develop materials for psychological operations in Iraq and elsewhere. Cy Coleman, Inc., London Group, and SAIC, all of Washington, D.C., won the contracts, each worth $100 million. They will be doing media approach planning, prototype product development, commercial quality product development, product distribution, that means of the propaganda, and dissemination and media effect analysis. So then analyzing with focus groups what it does. That's $300 million just to study the Pentagon Office of Strategic Influence's propaganda in our Hollywood movies and dramas and overseas. This information is aimed at helping the Joint Psychological Operations Support Element and other government agencies, a Pentagon announcement said. But you tell a neocon that they have domestic propaganda, they'll say you're crazy, it doesn't exist. You can go get the contracts to lie to the people. Psychological operations is the military term for propaganda, targeted communications meant to influence foreign populations. But again, under the new directives, they're doing publicly what they've always been doing, domestic operations. Psychological operations are carried out to project a favorable image of the U.S. and allied forces. They also inform audiences in new areas of places where there is an enemy activity, amplify the effects of a show of force, and that means scare people, and assess attitudes and impressions on the people. And they like to manage their 9/11 attack they carried out on us to scare the daylights out of you, so you'll submit and be a good little slave. Many newspapers forbid anonymous sourcing. This is out of the Washington Post. Anonymous sourcing is great. And almost always reporters are doing the right thing. They just have to protect their source. Now the feds and local governments have been arresting reporters who won't give up sources. It's always been time-honored and protected. Editors at about one in four newspapers who responded to a survey say they never allow reporters to quote anonymous sources, and most others have policies designed to limit the practices. One editor said his paper's rules are so strict they would have disqualified Deep Throat as a source. The use of anonymous sources, people who give reporters information only on condition of their identities not be divulged, has been much in the news recently, notably in the case that prompted a Newsweek magazine retraction, which they admit they did that to the Quran. It just there was a slight translation wrong. It was in the toilet, not flushed down it. So the Army's own report admits they urinate on them and other things. I just don't get into it. But they're really trying to demonize anonymous sources. You know, when some two-star general calls me to tell me something, I shouldn't be able to protect his identity. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For a while now, you've been hearing about Energized Water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced Energized Water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the Energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy field should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right Energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I'm going to play this next clip by News 4, Atlantic Beach, Florida. Then we'll get into some more news and your calls, because, again, you know, at certain levels, it sounds reasonable. You know, we tasered the 5-year-old because they argued. We tasered the man strapped down because he refused to give a urine sample. We had to torture him. It's freedom. We tasered the 6-year-old. Or this woman argued with us and was very belligerent, and so we beat her up. She's got bruises all over. And I see these reports where you don't even argue. They just say, well, you resisted without force. And I can't tell you how many police car, squad car videos I've seen where the cops grab the person. The person does like a jellyfish, does nothing. The police then declare that you assaulted them. And they're like mentally ill. They think if they run you up against a car, you know, ram you up against it, and then you on the recoil even bump them with your stomach. You just touch them. Oh, assault, that's it. I mean, you feel good putting people in jail for no reason because they didn't lick your boots? Well, yeah, I got a small ego. I don't feel good about myself. And you don't lick my boots. You work for me now. You do what I say. You understand? You was our slaves, boy. You better learn how it is now. I tell you, these animal control people are the worst. I mean, you could be in the deepest, darkest area of the woods in Central Texas, and these guys will be hiding behind trees. Ah, put that dog on a leash, $500 fine. Next time we'll take your dog and arrest you. You got a problem? You're sitting there with your chihuahua going, no, I don't have a problem. This lady has a nice little sweet dog, and they run up and start yelling at her. So she yells back. Her mistake was giving him false info. You know, what's your ID? What's your information? Now, her fault was doing that. But I mean, really, it is about letting us know that we're the slaves. You know, the border's wide open. There's people coming across the border with bloody chainsaws and hatchets, and they just go right on through, no problem. We've been ordered to stand down. But George Bush's Homeland Security Department says, are a man and woman arguing on the street corner? Call the police immediately. Did you see someone smoking a cigarette that didn't look like tobacco? These are the anti-terror guidelines. Tattle, tattle, tattle. Are you more worried about that or the government and centralized tyranny? So here's this piece. Go ahead and roll it.
I spent the night in a jail. In a jail cell. I had things on my ankles, on my wrist.
Angela Eggendorfer is back home.
Right now.
After being arrested while she was walking her dogs.
This is where he slammed me in the ground.
This wasn't a peaceful arrest.
He said, that's it, you're getting a citation. Got all nasty with me.
This started as a run-in with an animal control officer on Saturday afternoon on Atlantic Beach.
I got mouthy with them. I did. You know, they're getting mouthy with me, snotty with me.
Animal control called Atlantic Beach police for help when she refused to give any information.
I just gave them some name or whatever and fake social, and I started to walk away. I said, there, you got it. I'm leaving.
Eggendorfer says she tried to blow off police, thinking this was no big deal. But when she gave the fake name, it did become a big deal. Police reports say she was very irate and belligerent. The officer told the defendant to stop several times. As she continued to walk away, the cop pulled a taser and eventually performed an armbar takedown.
Pushed my head, slammed it right into, not the soft sand, the hard sand. I'm talking everything went black. I've never been hit so hard in my life. And I'm female.
And she says this arrest wasn't necessary for someone just walking their dog, but police say she resisted an officer, interfered with an officer, gave a false ID, and there was the dog citation. So they say that was more than reason enough to arrest her the way they did.
Now, again, this is an example where there's even a little bit of a gray area here, but then they did beat her up. And I've just got too many videos of they tackle you, and then if the cop in his hatred hits his knee on the ground and gets angry, that's it, I'm charging you. And then the camera cuts out, and the next thing you see, the person's all bloody with their teeth knocked out. The cops are giving each other high fives. Because you're wimps, man. I mean, you know, you picked on people in high school. You finally got your butt kicked. You got mad about it, so you went and got a badge and a gun. You know? Like, I knew bullies in high school that are cops now. And I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of going in the house and somebody's beagle barks at you, so you shoot it three times. You know, a bullet impacts in the baby crib. I've been to these houses, folks. I've videotaped it. If you're looking for some marijuana, well, everything's all right. The office is open fire. We did find a marijuana seed. We're all safe now. We're kind of off on this whole bent today. But the police aren't worried about Mexican commandos trained by the U.S. military killing police all over Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and Nevada. The good old Las Zetas, we got this big article, this detailed analysis we've done, up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. They're not worried about that, absolutely not. No, they're worried about you. They're going to let you know who the boss is, because they're taking your freedom for your security. By the way, one of the jail guards in Afghanistan ordered to torture people, and he did torture them to death. He's been charged with the Patriot Act 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, and former CIA contractor getting held without bail for trial. When he first was under investigation, he said, hey, I was ordered to do it, or at least one of the memos. That was the end of it. The guy's going down forever. No, you're going to take the fall. Don't you understand that, scum? You're going to take the fall, and your masters are going to treat you like what you are, a criminal. They're criminals, too. They're even worse, but no, they're going to grandstand and say how good they are. And here's another one. Bush wants Rights Robbing Patriot Act renewed. Got a whole stack of articles here on that subject. I'm surprised to see Lou Rockwell's website actually doing a detailed 10-page article about why did the Trade Center skyscrapers collapse by Morgan Reynolds, who's a high-level member of the first Bush administration, first George Walker Bush administration. Morgan Reynolds, Ph.D., is professor at Texas A&M University and former director of the Criminal Justice Center at the National Center for Policy Analysis headquarters in Dallas. He served as chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor during 2001-2002 for George Bush's first term. He just basically, that's like Alex Jones wrote this article or something. You guys are in deep trouble. I mean, there are a few people who've got morals who've been in the government. A lot of doors are going to get slammed in this guy's face now at A&M now. But no, A&M's full of a lot of good people. Maybe they're going to find out the truth and realize what they're part of and expose it. That's their new Homeland Security CIA training recruitment ground up there. Boy, it is scary. It is scary what they're doing up there. It is very serious. Bush opens door to possible closing of Guantanamo Bay. Reuters today, President Bush left the door open to an eventual closing of the U.S. Detention Center at Guantanamo Bay on Wednesday amid mounting complaints and calls for it to be shut down. In the Army's own report saying, yes, they did desecrate the Korans with bodily fluids, including a broadcast from former president and human rights campaigner Jimmy Carter. We're exploring all alternatives as how best to have the main objective. Yeah, they used that camp first. Folks, the camps are all over the world. Uzbekistan, they got camps in Serbia or out in Bosnia. They got camps all over the Middle East, in Egypt and in Jordan and in Saudi Arabia. U.S. citizens every day getting flown out of the country, and boy, they're getting tortured something mighty. In fact, even in the report the Pentagon just put out, it was more people than I thought. A couple hundred people have died in custody. And, man, they even take your innards after they're done. A little bit of cash, a little bit of... $8 billion off the books missing just in the last year in Iraq. It's just a an amazing, amazing thing. We're going to your calls here in just a few minutes, but I need to continue with the news because this particular article is... Well, I could spend all day on this one alone. Young people love to be counterculture. They love to be rebellious. It frankly is engineered into us that when we become teenagers, we're meant to leave our parents' hut. You know, from the anthropology view, we're meant to go start our own nest. And then later, once we have our own families, we respect our parents again and see how right they were. And that's just the way we're biologically set up. But in primitive societies, when you were 12 or 13, you were out of the hut, so you never even rebelled. You never even had that rebellion against your parents. I mean, we're really supposed to grow up faster and be serious and, you know, be on hunting parties and raiding parties as 10-year-olds and, you know, meant to, you know, go up against, you know, a herd of buffalo or meant to, you know, jump off of the rock outcropping onto the back of a giant caribou and drive our spears into it. I mean, we're a tough species, folks. We're pretty scrappy. But no, they have arrested development by design. You know, a bunch of our founding fathers were 25, 30 years old at the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Nowadays, I talk to 30-year-olds and go, I'm a kid, I'm still having fun. But my point is they tell young people that to be cool, they've got to follow whatever the fad is. And the young women, they say, you'll be beautiful, you'll be cool. You'll be, you know, you'll have fun. My wife was telling me, she was getting her hair done last week, and Cosmopolitan had articles about how to perform fellatio in it. She was reading other magazines, mainstream magazines, and it was about how to, you know, have wife swapping or whatever. And that's in the news today. I mean, it's just everywhere. And they tell the young people, talk like gang members, have your pants hanging down around your ankles, which means you're a punk in prison. It means I'm an idiot. Then they train the cops. This is gang member stuff. You're literally wearing the enemy uniform. Then they're trained to alert on you like hunting dogs who've been given that scent You want to be rebellious, wear polo shirts, wear slacks, dress cleanly, don't get into debt, love your parents, get an extra job, get two jobs, make money, go deliver meals for Meals on Wheels. You'll be much more fulfilled. Now I'm too busy. I just write them a big check every year. I just wrote them a big one. That's a real good charity there. Though they're trying to turn them into spies now to grab old people. And it's really hard to help. It's just so sick how evil things have gotten. But they, you know, you'll be fulfilled. You know, go rock climbing. You know, go into, you know, do fun things. Enjoy yourself. It is not rebellious. It is not cool to snort cocaine. It is not cool to use these drugs. It is not cool to get drunk and drunk drive. It is not cool to do all this. Well, because they tell these young men, if you act like an idiot, make jokes and everything, you're going to get women. You know, that's basically the sales pitch. But then women really don't want that, so these 15-year-olds think, well, I'm not acting stupid enough. I don't have a girlfriend, so I better act like more of a punk. I better act like, you know, more of an idiot. And so they get even, you know, less liked, and then think, oh, I better be even more of an idiot. As if that's not bad enough, now they're pushing the feminization of our men and telling them that if you are a weak little punk, that you'll be successful, which is just total propaganda. Nobody wants to hire you. People don't want to associate with you. They are trying to screw you up. This is propaganda. Move over, Rambo. You're cramping new man's style. Macho man is an endangered species, balderdash. But today's male more likely to opt for pink flowered shirt and swingers clubs than the traditional role as family superhero, fashion industry insiders say. A study along these lines, led by French marketing and style consultants Nelly Rohde, was unveiled to Fashion Group International during a seminar Tuesday on future strategy for the fashion industry in Europe. The masculine ideal is being completely modified, maybe by you freaks. All traditional male virtues of authority, infallibility, virility, and strength are being completely overturned, said Pierre Precisios Lalute, the agency's managing director. Instead, today's males are turning more towards creativity, sensitivity, and multiplicity. Well, being creative and sensitive, that doesn't, I mean, a real man is that to their family and their loved ones, but they're not prancing around wearing tutus. Instead, today's males are turning towards creativity, sensitivity, and multiplicity. And, of course, it's some outward thing. Go be a swinger, wear pink outfits. As seen already in recent seasons of the catwalks on Paris and Milan, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone are being replaced by the 21st century man who no longer wants to be the family superhero, but instead has the guts to be himself to test his own limits. Yeah, you go with your wife and go to a swingers club. You'll be divorced before you can say, you know, jackbooted thugs. I mean, it's just unbelievable. We are watching the birth of a hybrid man. Why not put on a pink flowered shirt and try out partner swapping club? Asked Lulette, stressed that the study had focused on men between ages 20 and 35. And listen how they focused. Sociologists and other experts spent 3 months analyzing some 150 magazines and books and 146 internet sites, as well as interviewing a dozen experts from Europe, the United States, and China. They focused on the magazines and books that are pushing this poison. That's not what men are really doing. That's not what women really want. And they talked to pervert sociologists. The traditional man still exists in China, Lulette said, and is not ready to go. It's certainly Hispanics aren't like that either. And look at them, big families, happy people. And yeah, a lot of white kids are prancing around like a bunch of little pansies. The traditional man still exists in China, Lulette said, and is not ready to go. But in Europe and the United States, a new species is emerging, apparently unafraid of anything. And I see all these poor white guys can't get a woman because they're prancing around like twits, and they wonder why, you know, they can't get a woman, and the women are going for all the other guys out there that aren't like this. He is looking for a more radical affirmation of who he is and wants to test all the barbarity of modern life, including in the sexual domain, i.e. homosexuality, said Lulette. adding that Reebok, with its I Am What I Am campaign, had perfectly tapped into the current trend. The emergence of this new male beast who wants to look and feel good and who also have an impact on the role of women presages a new potential lucrative market for the European fashion industry. All those labels which have adapted to the free expression are up on the up, and all those who are too rigid will suffer in the future. No, the people that adopt this will suffer. Lulette said, pointing to the growing success of sports as casual wear manufacturers. That's because it's associated with being manly to wear sportswear, you lying little scumbag. It isn't dressing like a twit. All those labels which have adapted to the freedom of expression are up on the up, all of which are alt, and it goes on and on. All right, we'll jam a bunch of calls in quickly on the other side and wrap up this transmission. But I tell you, this makes me sick. So all the young people out there, all of them, stop buying this death.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
Not God. Government does not have the right to rule over us. Get it through your heads. Let's take three quick calls. Ken, go ahead, Ken.
Alex, I'm sorry to hear about your dog.
Oh, yeah, I got run over. It was real sad.
Yeah, we've got a little dog, too, so I can relate to that. I wanted to mention, too, that I saw on CNN, I believe it was this week, that Toyota is going to help General Motors out. on their financial deal.
Well, yeah, but I said that probably happened yesterday. It'll be a foreign buyout.
Yeah. Okay.
They don't call it a buyout. They're going to help.
Yeah.
We'll help you.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. And that deal on CNN also mentioned China in the mix as far as...
Yeah, they're moving over there. Well, look, we're being totally stripped economically. But
yeah.
We're still dancing around giggling like a bunch of jabbering monkeys.
Yeah. Appreciate what you're doing, you know, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Sean. Sean in California. Go ahead, Sean.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, Sean.
Remember that FX smallpox documentary or docudrama?
Yeah, which looks like real news. Now they have oil storm.
Yeah, did anybody send you a tape of that?
No, but I played, I've seen the promo for it, and they use real law enforcement riot footage, mass arrest footage, and it's just all part of the training us how to react when there's a crisis. Just, we are slaves.
Oh, yeah, well, it's pretty bad. They had roundups, of course, and they injected people forcibly, and it was all there, everything you're
talking
about.
That's good. That's freedom, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so you want me to send you that?
Yes, sir. Oh, so even in the new... Even in the new FX show?
No, I'm talking about the old smallpox.
No, I'd like to get a copy of that.
Okay. All right, I'll send it to you. I'd like to recommend people read E.L. Cuddy's Mental Health, Education, and Social Control, the 13-part series online. That's really good series.
Well, good to hear from you, Sean. Jeff, where are you calling us from?
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Sorry.
Where are you calling us from, Jeff?
Michigan.
Welcome.
Hey, thank you. I waited till the end of the show because it's a little bit off topic.
There's no topic.
Okay, well, I was just wondering how you might be contacted for an interview on a radio show because there's a host out of Washington, D.C. called Mark Levine, and I've been working on his site for a few months now trying to put together a 9/11 debate, and I would think that you would be the best person to represent our side, and they've been trying to contact you, but your mailbox is full, supposedly, so I was just wondering if there is a way to get a hold of you for that.
What mailbox and what phone number are they calling? 512-291-5750?
I believe so, yes.
I'm sorry. It just rings off the hook. We try to answer it. That's how they get a hold of me, or they can email me at tips@infowars.com.
Okay.
I'm trying. If we had more money, we'd hire more staff, but right now I can't expand, so.
Okay.
I know,
well,
I miss interviews every day. I had, like, Premier Magazine trying to get a hold of me for a month. I have, every day I miss major interviews, and I just, so what?
Yeah. Well, maybe if we write emails every day or something. I
probably can't do much more anyway, so. I feel I've been knocked upside the head with a sledgehammer anyways.
Okay, well.
But, yeah, no, I'd love to go on that show and just call that number or I'll...
It's only a one-hour show. It really wouldn't take too much of your time.
No,
but
I'll do it. I'll do interviews. I'll do interviews. Thanks, Jeff. You're a sweetheart. I'll do the interview. I think I've heard of that show, or I think I've been on it or something. I don't know. Back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. I mean, I can only do so many interviews, though. It's crazy. Speaking of interviews, I'll be on Coast to Coast AM for, I don't know, 4 hours next Thursday night for a 9/11 roundtable debate. Look forward to that. I told them they can have 10 people on against me. I'll take them all on, but they're not doing that. It's going to be a fair debate. A bunch of people are refusing to debate me. They're afraid. But I don't know why. I'm just a hillbilly. All right, folks. Be sure to visit InfoWars.com and get the new film. God bless you.